my goodness. I think that was the longest intro going right there.
Right, because you were helping me.
Because I was helping James. We're using our new little toy, our Behringer Compact 4-Channel Stereo Headphone Amplifier, Micro Amp.
Boom.
HA400. Bam!
I can hear all of this.
I know, it's cool.
Yeah, Behringer's the shit, man.
Is it? Is that known as a good brand?
Yeah, big time audio production company.
I did a little bit of research on this, and we don't have any feedback because we tried to do this so that everybody could listen in with the splitter for one of the homie casts, and it just introduced a ton of static.
Right.
And this right here, anybody getting any static
Nothing.
Feedback?
Zero. It's clean.
Zebra.
These
phones
I'm going to turn mine up a little bit.
See, I like That's mine up too.
James.
Someone messed with mine.
Vince, you're turning mine up.
Whoa.
This is you, James.
Oh, I had Toby's right there.
Whoa.
Okay, James, this is me right here. I like mine loud.
Felicia's is the white.
I like it loud. All right, everybody, back off.
All right, somebody just turned me down. No, this is me.
We got a preamp situation.
Felicia, you're number four.
Felicia's the last one.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're just ruining all the mojo right now.
Don't turn me down. Don't put me down, Felicia.
No one turns baby down.
No one turns. Don't
so right now.
Nobody puts baby in the corner, Felicia.
Right now we are at the Land, Sea, and Sky opening at Cape Angie Clay, hosted by James and Anna Eves, Bangladesh.
Bangladesh, that's right. Bangladesh. Or Baglanaeus, depending upon
that
how
too.
You feel.
Mayonnaise.
That too.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. And featuring Merlin Caswell Mackey,
yep.
Law Hamilton, Dave Fernandes, and Ricardo Marnoto. Did everybody get a chance to take a look at all the solo work?
Yes.
Beautiful show.
Everybody has to come see it. It's really cool.
Beautiful show. My favorite two pieces were by Ricardo Marnoto.
Me too. Which one's yours?
My two favorite pieces were the one with the welder and the one with the block on a schooner or something like that.
Yes, those are my two favorites. Are you serious?
Boom. Just like that.
It's in the blood.
Did anything stick
That's
out to
weird.
You?
It's just a great show.
They're all beautiful people. Well, each artist. I like the one by Law Hamilton, the black and white. It almost looks like she shot it with film. The surfer, it's kind of like
a lot of high grain in that.
Very cool.
On purpose, she added noise and stuff.
Yes,
is that Fernandez?
No, Law Hamilton.
No, that's Law Hamilton. That's the black and white surfer.
No, not that one. What's the one with the sunset that I love?
The next one.
Oh, that's David Fernandez.
Yes. And he has two really cool. Nice sunset ones.
Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
I like the surfers from
Merlin.
Merlin. He's got one of a surfer blasting a backside. It's stunning. And then he's
Merlin
got,
is a woman.
Got a guy get no. It's
Merlin's a guy.
Yeah, it's
Merlin's a guy. Like you know, Merlin. From
Mervin.
Yeah.
Merlin Griffin.
Merlin.
Like the sword,
Merlin.
The stone.
Merlin.
Arthur.
Merlin
Arthur.
Griffin.
Merlin Griffin.
Merlin Griffin. Yeah.
The Merlin Griffin show.
He's going back to my grandmother's house watching TV.
It's either the Arthurian legend or
keeps going like this, like a
he's a magician.
He's a wizard.
Magician.
He's a wizard from the Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. They got the songs.
Not exactly.
It's very similar. Very similar to Lord of the Rings.
Yes. He's a graphic artist as well. He does photography.
That story, the Merlin story, is a little older than the Lord of the Rings.
Rings. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's an Arthurian legend. You know, Arthur is stored in the stone.
King Arthur.
King Arthur.
Of course, yeah.
You know, Camelot.
Who's this lady that jumped
you've
in?
You've heard
this
Camelot.
This is Merlin Caswell Mackey's mother.
One of the artists.
Merlin
Caswell Mackey's mother is right here.
Designer by profession, but surfer and photographer by love.
There by love.
By passion.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Welcome.
From Colorado.
No less.
She flew in for the show.
This is absolutely
that's special.
Good mama.
Very special.
That's a good mama.
That's a great mama.
Good mama.
He's talented.
And you're going on vacation.
Up in New Hampshire.
And the sister flew in from San Francisco.
They also had two guard dogs outside. Did you see the dogs?
Great.
They
I love dogs.
You wouldn't let me in. The dogs?
They wouldn't let me in.
Are you afraid of dogs?
They wouldn't let me in. I went. So wait.
Subject.
Hold on a second. Everybody can't talk.
And one of them was big.
Okay.
All right.
So let me set up the story.
Okay.
So the entrance to Cape Angie Clay, there's a ramp for handicapped people up one side that goes to the door.
Which would be you.
And then there's the other side, you go up a set of stairs, but they both lead to the doorway to get in. So you could go. So I started going to the right, and the friggin' lady with the big dog, the big germ, the sheep dog or something. It was about 7 feet tall, right?
It was like a horse, yeah.
But it's worth coming in because
Wait
you see beautiful...
No. Hold on a second.
That you can just walk into.
We already pimped the show. But the point we're trying to make right now is that there was there was this sheepdog that would. So I went up the one side, and as I went up the one side, the lady thought, you know, because she thinks it's because dog people assume that everybody loves dogs. She starts bringing the dog to meet me. So I go all the way around around all the cars to go up the other way. She brings the dog the other way to come at me that way.
Finally, I go
back and forth. There was a game of, and so. Finally, I had to ask the lady, I'm like, can you just please move the dog away from the door so I can get into the show? And so I got in.
Unscathed.
Yes.
Beautiful.
See,
yes.
Really, they just wanted the dog, a photo of the dog on Good Morning Gloucester. That's what they were trying to achieve. They were trying to get your attention.
I'm sure it's a very nice dog, but... You know,
he's still vicious. a 7-foot dog.
He was 7 feet, and he would have eaten you.
7-foot dog.
He eaten you.
The dog was adorable.
And it was baring its fangs.
Hannah was just out there feeding it pizza.
See, that's where people go wrong. You're not supposed to feed these things because then they take your hand off.
Exactly.
Hannah still has two hands. Last I checked, she still has two hands. She's
telling you. But anyway, come down to Cape Angie Clay. It's 20 Maplewood Ave. James, what hours are you going to be here while the show's going on?
10 to 5. But I'm here every night anyway, so.
So you guys can come check out the show.
And we're open Saturdays by appointment, but I'm also here every Saturday, so.
This is like a real studio. There's all people.
Yeah, it's like people like we're waving at people.
I feel like we're at NBC on downtown.
Especially with that
show.
Very special.
You feel very professional.
So there's also... there's also the block party is this weekend. Saturday starts at 6 p.m. I think it calls for beautiful weather. So this would be a really good
one. Is this the last one?
No.
I think there's one. I think there's one more.
It's the third one, though. Did they do
right, four? I think they're doing four.
Okay, yeah. Just checking.
I think this one is September.
Blues on the Boulevard, too.
Excuse me?
That's a Crafts Festival. That's something different.
Crafts Fest.
No, there was the block party we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What were you bringing up?
The 35th annual Crafts Festival, which is down in Stagefort Park.
The one that you used to participate in.
35th annual.
Yeah. Castleberry Fairs puts it on. You know the lady, don't you?
The woman that founded it.
I know the lady that founded it, correct. Right.
The woman who currently runs it does a phenomenal job.
All right, so you know, I have to tell you, remember when we were talking about doing this calendar?
Yes.
I actually use it now.
I use it.
And I was telling somebody the other day, earlier this evening, Saturday night in this town, is absolutely smoking.
It's popping.
It took me half a day just to get this stuff up there. It's just
so everybody needs to check out.
The hold calendar. On, we got everybody so, needs to be quiet and not interrupt James. He's going to do the rundown. Go ahead.
All right. So it starts at 8 a.m. in Essex, where they're having that paint day, where the artists are painting wet paint, you know, impromptu, and they're going to do an auction on Sunday. Then there's a concert. I think the concert's. I'm trying to remember too. The concert's at, Rockport, Fitzhenry Lane, Gloucester Walking Tour. There's always walking tours. Hopper House Walking Tour, New Electric Ballroom, Joey and Alexander Trio. You have to go to the calendars. It's like it's chock full.
There's three
openings on Rocky Neck this weekend.
Wow.
So you can go to Rocky Neck and just...
pound all the free wine. Go from one to the next
wine,
one.
And we did that
Mad Fist.
Is that guy that we... You know the guy I'm talking about.
It's nice. You get drinks. You just listen to music. There's nobody there like waiting for food. You're just...
Love the art.
Drinks and music. Yep.
There is a certain Rocky Neck denizen that every single GMG opening we had at EJ's, the studio, every time we had it, the guy was such a classic, and he has a wife, and she's very involved in the arts as well. But the move was, so we'd have a packed house. Every time we did the GMG thing, it would be packed. Art opening, and, you know, the artists usually kick in for some wine and stuff like that and food, and just like this.
Or a mug up or whatever, right?
The dude, like, head down, barrels through the crowd, because we always put the food and the wine at the very back. He have to weave his way through about 25 people, worked his way to the back, filled his wine glass or caught whatever it was, the highest he could, and he'd get the tray, the paper plate.
Or two or three.
Or two or three. And it would be
plates.
Ready to collapse, like burgeoning over.
Right.
Like the same exact guy. And then fill up his plate and work his way back through the crowd and out without saying hi or acknowledging any of the work.
I have a guy that comes to every single one of these openings that does that. Comes
I bet you it's the same guy.
Pounds down like four or five beers.
How tall is
snacks
he?
For
is he
a while.
Tall, you know, tall or short?
He's pretty tall, and he's...
Oh, okay, this is different. Right. Ed Collard? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Nobody's seen that.
Oh, yeah, there's a...
No.
No, this is a different guy. There's a different guy.
We haven't seen Ed.
So last weekend, whatever was going down the Rocky Neck was huge. My kids, when they got out of work, they were calling me. They're like, "Mom, there's a huge block party going on." Like from
the corner, was it Knights on the Neck?
I don't know. It was from the corner where Bertha's used to be, where the ice cream store is.
Right.
All the way to
Are they doing Knights on the Neck anymore? Because I don't get any press releases on it.
People were partying down there. They said it was... look like a lot of fun. They were coming home from work.
James, do you know if they do Knights on the Neck anymore?
Remember you I haven't got anything on that.
I haven't got a press release on that all year long.
Yeah, I think EJ was on top of that.
I have not got... I used to get the news from Rocky Neck.
By the time I got there... No, sorry. I apologize.
It's okay. We used to get the news from the Neck.
Comes.
The press. Does it still come?
Yeah, what's her name? She was here earlier.
Who does it?
It's not... oh, my God.
Is it Judy Robinson Cox?
No. Judy Robinson Cox doesn't do it anymore. It's
not EJ.
She's used to
not Karen Ristovan.
She used to that thing with the fish on the blog.
With the fish on the blog.
Yeah, it was like Fish Fridays or something.
Oh, Karen Chapman.
Kathy Chapman. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Kathy Chapman.
I was just chatting with her 5 minutes ago.
I don't know. I haven't got any. Maybe I'm off the list.
But the list is older. But I get all their press releases still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still get press releases.
But you haven't seen anything for Knights on the Neck.
No, I have not.
All right. Well, there you go. Here's something that I wanted to bring up because one of Kate's friends just donated her hair for cancer people.
Lots of love.
Okay. See, where would you if you were gonna donate? Well, if you had hair,
Toby, you're not far behind me.
I'm right with you. But if you and I had hair and we were gonna donate it, what organization would you donate it to?
It's Locks for Love, right? Cancer, support cancer.
You said Locks of Love. You said Locks of Love. You said Locks of Love. Who would you say?
I should have done that. I just cut off like 2 feet of hair.
Yeah, Amanda did.
And I would probably say Locks of Love.
Was it Locks of Love?
It was Locks of Love.
Okay. Well, this is the point. There's another organization called Pantene Beautiful Lengths, and they have a donation program. And there's differences between the two programs that people really ought to know about.
What is the difference? I never
just do it quickly, Toby.
Toby's trying to get crackers.
Just
out
do
of
it
the...
quick. That's all. No
oh,
problem.
Oh no, he's getting a one.
Okay, so. I'm gonna run down what the differences are because I think there are big time differences. There's Pantene Beautiful Lengths donation program and Locks of Love. Pantene's minimum donation requirement is 8 inches of hair. Locks of Love minimum is 10 inches, but will accept shorter pieces and sell them to offset the manufacturing costs of the hair pieces. Pantene does not sell theirs. Okay. Pantene's wigs benefit women whose hair loss is attributed to cancer. Locks for Love's wigs are sold to children under 21 with hair loss resulting from any array of factors. So they sell them. They don't give them away for free. Pantene does not accept hair that is more than 5% gray. Locks of Love accepts gray hair, which they also sell. So they do. Okay. Pantene does not charge for the wigs, no matter what the recipient's economic status. Locks of Love does not provide all of its hair pieces for free. According to its website, prices for human hair wigs are set on a sliding scale based on the recipient's family income. For more information, please visit their respective websites. So, I, like everybody in this room, I only thought there was one. Locks for Love, because that's the gold standard, the name that's out there. But
well, apparently they're making enough money to market it so that you do think they're the only one.
No, exactly. Absolutely. But if people are thinking about doing this, I'm gonna put a link on the website, and maybe we can even research this a little bit more. But look into Pantene Beautiful Lengths donation program. This girl, Stephanie, who's a friend of Kate's, did that one because she did a little bit of research before
so
she did
it. So they, it's really, Pantene is doing...
It's gratis.
Free. If you need it,
it doesn't cost you to donate it, and they take it, and they don't sell it, and they don't charge.
And they don't require a 10-inch...
The 8-inch. 8-inch for Pantene, 10-inch for...
Exactly. That's what I meant. Lux for Love minimum is 10. It's a minimum of 10.
So there you go.
Okay.
Who's the one that sells, like, the 4-inch pieces to...
Lux for Love.
My hair is too gray.
There you go. Well, we don't have... There's the lady with the dog.
That's my friend Baba Mila.
Baba Mila?
Her name is Barbara Mila, but I always call her Baba Mila.
That's the one with the dog.
Hi, Baba.
The killer dog.
Hi, Baba.
Bring the dog in, BJ.
It was like a lion coming at you.
Bring Buddy in here.
Bring Buddy.
It was poachers chasing it. It was so big.
Is the dog in there?
Yeah, it's there.
The dog is in the
middle. I'm going to let the dog in the room.
All right, keep the door locked.
I'll be right there.
I'll protect you, Joe. Don't worry. I'll protect you.
Bye, Law Hamilton. Nice to see you. Beautiful work. So anyway, there you go. I want to bring up this Saturday. Donna's, you know, forever has been doing the 1 hour at a time gang. For people that don't know about it, we bring it up all the time. People should know. But like, it's a group of people. You don't have to sign up. You can come and go as you please. But they every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Donna announces it on the blog. Is she in the... in the calendar?
Not this week.
Well,
I just really, I have to put it in there.
All right.
Thank you.
So 8 a.m., they meet in a different location and they pick up for 1 hour. No more.
She organizes the bags from the DPW.
Yeah. Yep. And
all you have to do
BJ
is bring
gloves. All winter.
Bring gloves.
Fall and winter with her. And he stopped in the summertime only because he's working.
Right.
But, you know,
This Saturday, I just want to ask, this Saturday they're meeting at the Good Harbor Beach footbridge at 8 a.m. So if anybody wants to go.
Can I say something about the whole 1 hour at a time, what Donna does?
Yeah.
It amazes me. So BJ needed service hours. And it's a great, I mean, you're doing good for the city. Like you said, it's 1 hour every
right.
Child.
So it doesn't take
not
anything.
A crazy
it doesn't
commitment.
Take anything
it's not a crazy
out of your
commitment.
Time.
It's not a sign up, and you have to attend. I mean, if you're
fresh
working
air.
Around sports or work, if
meet
if
some
it,
people,
you can yes. BJ, honestly, BJ's made contacts through it. He's felt good about helping the city. He got his service hours for National Honor Society. I can't believe. I know that kids today, they're required to do service hours for religious affiliations,
right.
for school affiliations, for jobs.
Right.
I can't believe more kids aren't taking advantage of Donna's program. I don't know if it's because people don't know about it, or they think that...
She doesn't pimp it enough on the blog.
She doesn't pimp it enough, but I don't know if they think that it has to be every week.
It never really occurred to me. I remember how, when my kids were at Rockport, you had to get 15 hours a year just to get out of the school.
Yes.
And they would be scrambling in March or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's an easy,
it really
easy
is an
service.
Easy thing.
Just 1 hour, boom, you're right. in. It's like right. not even doing anything practically,
yeah.
and then you're doing service.
Yeah,
it's genuine service.
We
need to help Donna pimp that more.
Well,
really
I think that's also
and
how
I think the kids
Ed
in the
Collard
community need to get out there.
Connected with the blog initially.
No. No,
I'll write a post this week about that because I think that's a really good idea. Your kids need service hours. This is the answer.
And I'm going to tell you, the kids aren't alone. There's plenty of adults. So if you have a younger child that wants to participate, it's not like the kids are walking aimlessly around. It's usually a group of people. And she does. She gets the bags. She gets the bags, and it's 1 hour.
There you go. All right.
So the difference between HomieCast and the podcast is
we didn't celebrate that clink.
We didn't crack our beer in front of the
and
mic.
Jiggle
the ice. That's the only difference, really.
We would
and I don't curse
it.
As much.
There's a lot less cursing.
There's a lot less cursing.
Well, that's good.
All right, so I just wanted to get that out of my chest.
And there's a female in attendance.
At least.
Yes,
there's a female in attendance.
Well, yeah, Mom's in the background. Mama Pat's
well,
in the background.
Well, I don't know. We have a female
that's stealthily
arrived.
We're going to talk homie cast, and we're going to talk about poor Alicia that got raked over the coals for attending a homie cast. I would like everyone to know.
I know where this is going.
I would just like everyone to know that we had a ladies-only dinner on the beach at Niles the other night, and our lovely Craig Kimberly attended.
That's right.
I heard that
he
was not made aware that it was woman only.
I was not. Here's the thing: is I have a text from you that says,
"Come to dinner.
Cocktails tonight."
I have the same.
I got the same text as well.
It was from the day before. Yeah.
It was
and,
the day
and
before.
And then Hannah said, "Do you want to go to Niles Beach?"
Turned into a girl.
It turned into a girl thing.
It wasn't initiated as a girl.
It was we're meeting at the beach.
Homie cast is clearly.
I'm lucky I left my phone home right now because I would show you the text.
I'll show you the text right now. I'll show you the text right now. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
I sent it to the girl.
That was not by design. No. Alicia, here's the difference.
Okay.
Alicia straight up knew it was a guy's night, homies cast.
Okay.
3 weeks in a row, she showed up. Craig
all
had,
3 weeks.
This was a last minute thing.
Hear me out. Craig had zero idea that it was only women. He thought it was everybody was going, because normally.
His wife didn't tell him.
No. And that's when I sat down with my chairs, I'm like, where's everybody
at? That's the difference for me.
That's a big difference.
It's ladies now.
Sure,
you didn't tell me that.
And you know what?
We love Alicia, and we're just joking around with her when we said that.
Do I ever say it's just ladies night at Niles? I never did.
I'd never seen that.
Why would we think that?
I know.
See, that's his point, though.
It was because Barry's been working so much.
That's his point. Why would Craig even assume that there was such a thing as a ladies night?
So I was like, okay, I'm calling the girls.
I have missed the ladies.
We assume
that we're doing
homie cast.
No, that's all good if you do that, but you shouldn't.
For work, and he just screwed up everything. Yeah, so everyone's used to it's everyone.
One person at a time. Go ahead.
But yeah, so anyways, I had missed, you know, because of editing and work and whatever, I made one Niles Beach the whole summer so far.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Finally, Hannah was like, can you go tonight? I was like, okay, I'll go tonight, blah, blah, blah. So it was totally innocent. I'm not a spy. I wasn't rolling up, although I can't wait to tell the guys what I've heard.
Dun, dun. Yeah, baby!
Because...
Dun, 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 dun.
I'll tell you
tomorrow,
right now.
When we're taping tomorrow, are you going to break this news tomorrow in the homie cast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I'll tell you the short end of it. They don't give a shit about any of us. They didn't even talk about us. So we didn't even come up anyways.
No.
So it's irrelevant.
Yeah, but how many times are we seeking out
but
to
we know
like,
that
put ourselves in that situation?
It was a dangerous situation.
You went under the
but anyways,
cover of darkness.
By the way, the food was ridiculous, as you can imagine.
Of course.
So I was privileged and honored to be in the presence of all the ladies and Tyler.
We should also mention...
I wasn't the only guy there.
Speaking of Alicia, the spy, our friend, we should mention that people should go... she's hosting a couple of nights a week at... Foreign Affairs is a great restaurant.
Yes.
They're doing a great job over there.
Saw her there a couple weeks
ago.
Shame
on you. See, I didn't even know that.
Awesome. Yeah, it was fantastic.
It is. It quickly rose up in the ranks as one of my top three North Shore restaurants.
And their brunch, I mean, I'm not saying don't go to the beach on Sunday, but I'm telling you, they have a music, live music.
It's a great
with
take.
World-class musicians. Dollar Oysters.
Incredible.
A Bloody Mary bar. Mm. So, you want to just have a Bloody Mary and a couple.
Foreign Affairs is where UCL's Cafe was. It is. The guy is doing some very special things in the kitchen.
And then we got Alicia, who was amazing when I went there, of course. She knows what she's doing.
No matter where she's at,
the front or the back of the house, she knows what she's
doing. They've got a team on the line, and the guy that's the head, Doug Pappas, will give credit to everyone there. He's not like, oh, yeah, this is my show.
It's like Cap here.
He will tell you straight up, oh yeah, that was George's.
In all his social media postings, he's always talking about, you know, his kitchen staff as family and stuff like that.
Team approach. I mean, they're just
great. We have
to go together. You ought to go. You know what we all ought to do? We ought to go when Alicia's working one night. All a big group
up there on
and dress as spies.
And no. By the way,
stealthily in the jackets. Stealthily come in.
I get this Sunday off. I could go.
Dinner dealer deck.
It's 20 off of 50.
20 off of 50.
Yeah. Dinner in the dinner dealer deck. So
why that's are we going dinner? 20 off of 50. Yeah, 20 off of 50.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great tape.
I mean,
so there you go.
Absolutely. Dig out your dinner dealer deck.
Who saw the. Are you looking at the show notes ahead of time? That's cheating.
I can do that.
No, you can't do that.
Why would I sit over here? No,
because,
next
this
to you.
Time, because then it's not.
Normally I would sit next to her, but I'm sitting next to you because I want to see the show notes.
Impromptu.
Okay. Did I say the guy's name? Ricardo
Arnotto.
We gotta feature a couple of those images.
Yeah, he's sold. Yeah, we're gonna do that.
That's awesome.
We're gonna post them on the store, and then
Look at Toby offering wine to people over there, and I'm sitting over here empty-handed.
Okay. Hey. Who saw on the blog?
Do you want me to get your wine?
Okay. Who saw on the blog the bike rider that smashed into the car?
Oh, I so watched that last night. The guy, you're right, the guy was headed straight into the woods.
Did you see it?
Where?
That was unbelievable.
Where was this at?
Did you see it? What was your take on that? That guy, if he didn't smash into the car...
He was going straight in the woods.
He was going straight into the woods. Did you see the pieces of the bike? How far they flew?
Is this a motorcycle or a bicycle?
A bicycle?
A bike ride and a hairpin turn in a bike race.
Oh, okay. It was a bike race. Yes. It was cars on the road going around.
I saw it on CNN, but didn't click on it.
And he slammed into that car.
It was a hairpin turn. He wasn't.
He should have. Like, if you see the velocity he was coming down the hill going into the turn, it wouldn't have mattered if he was having an accident there.
Period.
Yeah, but I mean, if he had a little bit of give, the car was no give.
Well, there was also the guy that hit the motorcycle too.
Oh, it was just...
It wasn't just the one biker. There was another biker that came in later.
Train wreck TV.
How does that not happen driving in Gloucester? Do you know that bike path that they have marked off, like on...
Watch out what you say, because bike people are psychotic.
No.
We're one of these groups. They're right up there with the sea shanty people. Watch out what you say.
Right.
You'll have James Dowd climbing up your ass. You don't want that.
Listen to me. I am not criticizing them. It scares me sometimes because we're on Roger Street. Yeah, I have new drivers. The kids just got their license. And I am forever saying, be careful of the bikers coming on the right. When you're the mother.
Where Flanagan's is.
When you're the mother sitting in the passenger seat in the front seat and your child is driving, and in the mirror that you can see the biker coming up, and you don't know if your new driver, child, can see the biker.
Well, it's good that you remind them to be careful because you have to be respectful because you do share.
That's right. That's the way to be safe, Joey.
Listen to me.
Joey's not going to get any death threats this week.
I'm not criticizing them being on the
show. Trust me. You don't want to piss these bike people off. They're fucking nuts. Trust me.
I'm not pissing you off.
We're not trying to instigate that debate between
who
owns the road, the bikers or the cars.
You,
as the driver, you're responsible to it because you're sharing the road.
Be aware.
Well, now we know what the comment section of this podcast is going to look like.
I am making sure my kids are
aware. I've got some bicycle bumpers installed on my new vehicle so that they bounce off respectfully.
Right.
Okay, you know?
One of my favorite chairs
all the way around my car.
No, we have a beautiful town to bike in.
One of my favorite podcasts that I listened to, you know, for a long time, I still listen to it when in the off season when I'm traveling, is the Tony Kornheiser show. Tony Kornheiser is one of the hosts of PTI Mike Wilbon. Well, he was doing a piece on he was trying to be satirical and these bike drivers are driving me crazy, you know, just nudge them a little bit and they'll get out of your way.
Well, that's terrible.
Hold on a second. He was joking, right? But the point that I'm trying to get at right, was he took an absolute savage social media beating for joking around like that. Obviously, he didn't mean to nudge the guy or hurt the person or anything else. He took, and this is a lovable guy. He's not a controversial guy. He doesn't say things to be a jerk. He's a totally lovable. He took an absolute ass fucking over the stand. So, you know, these bike guys, you know.
So I should apologize.
Well, I was going to tell the story about my mom and teach me how to drive, but I'm not going to tell it now. Oh,
no. So that guy that I nudged into the I-4-C-3 by accident over the railing.
C2.
I apologize. Yeah. Or whatever the hell that was.
Hey, listen, I have a bike, and I love to bike.
No, I know. So,
if you're a biker and you're in trouble and you see Joey, huffy. Flag him down. He'll help you.
Have you seen my powder blue huffy with the white seat? It's like the old-fashioned bike.
Yeah, so in the garage the last time I was in here digging for something.
They have these wicker baskets that coconut would fit in the front, mm-hmm. and we could go biking together.
That would be a cute scene.
I've been dying. It's expensive, though. The baskets are like $79, and it's just not
the which is the west or the east?
No.
Which one's the east? Is east the one with the glowing globe?
I don't know, but I really do like my bike. Wouldn't that be so cute?
The west is the one with the basket?
They specifically have, it's a company in Europe that they make these baskets for the front of your bike. Because I would want them in the front. They do have them for the back, but I really want the front.
So you can see if she jumps out.
Yeah, well, I want to see her. I want her.
So here's a cool post for you. Get the name of the company and highlight it.
And pimp the basket.
I've been waiting for my Mother's Day gift to arrive. I've thrown hints. Christmas, my birthday.
Do what Joey said. Maybe they'll send you one.
He doesn't see the necessity.
He doesn't read the blog. If he read the blog, he would know.
This is true.
So pimp it on the blog.
I'll pimp it on the blog.
You should talk to these people ahead of time. They would do a nice thing. Maybe they'd do the right thing.
How cute would coconut be, though, on my powder blue bike with my white seat and my white shirt?
As far as the dogs go, it
puts the lotion. You know you have to actually ride the bike to do that.
I do like to do it.
So, James, we're going to talk about something. I already discussed this with you briefly because
I have no idea. I haven't read the notes.
Do you haven't read the notes? This actually isn't in the notes, but I noticed we only have 31 minutes right now.
We
got
to add some shit.
The point I was going to talk about. So lately, I've been into this. You know, I've been getting this incredible response on these HDR. Waterfront scene photos that I've been doing. Over 300 Facebook shares and this, that, and people commenting.
Well, they're great.
Wow.
To begin with.
They're incredible.
Well, I like them. You know, but I have seen some HDR photographs that are completely overdone, in my opinion, but I would never go to, you know, and sometimes people get a little crazy with Photoshop and like pull the saturation levels like over, everything's purple and yellow and everything. Whatever. But it's all interpretation and you may like it, you may not like it. So there's a Facebook group called Cape Ann
Photographers
Group.
Right.
So, you know, I've been putting these things up and I get a lot of nice comments and there's a couple of guys. That is way overdone. I would hating on it.
Just coming at me.
And I'm like,
I said to somebody earlier, that guy is lucky that I'm not running that group. If I was still in that group, I'd have just blocked him right then and there.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I think there was a different way to say. I think there was just a different way to say it. Say, you know what? That's not to my liking, but. The way he put it was, that's wrong.
Right.
There's no right or wrong. It's your interpretation.
Parameters.
If it had devastated him to this level, he could have at least messaged you personally and said, hey, man, you're blowing that photo
away. No, I would have blocked him.
But the fact that he takes it that
James,
personal.
You're the best.
You know what that is.
I learned
that
from Sister Felicia a phrase.
That ain't nothing but a hater is all that is. You got up, you put the work in, you took the photo, you did the work on your phone, you did your thing to it, you posted it, and if someone hates that, take a hike, homie.
I would never go out of my way to like criticize someone's work like that. Like whatever, you know. Like obviously, these other people do it. So are you upset because there's a ton of people that are liking it and sharing it?
Yeah.
Is that in
yeah, because right before his post, there was like 20 people. Oh wow, this is great. Love this.
He's coming into.
It was almost like the guy said, "Okay, somebody's got to Right, well, he and his guys Cheerios.
Well, my point was this. My point was, and James, you know, agreed with me, all digital photography is manipulating an image. Like, because unless you're going complete auto settings, if you use a different f-stop, if you use different ISO, I mean, that same scene.
So let me take that back a step. Let me take that back a step. All photography.
Yeah, all photography.
All photography is a device that you have a camera. That's the device that you use to input the data.
Camera obscura.
And then after that, there's what we call post-production in order to translate that data onto a three-dimensional surface that people can then view. Photography isn't just the camera.
Even if you were using Tri-X black and white.
Dark room is as much. Ansel Adams spent more time in the dark room than he did behind the camera.
Yeah, he did Photoshop before this.
Flat out. Ansel Adams developed techniques of being able to enlarge photos to the size of a wall when it was impossible to do. It was all post-production. Back in those days, it was a dark room. Today, the dark room is Photoshop. It's no longer actually dark in there. You know, you can do it in the daylight, but it's still post-production.
So
it's still taking,
it's still massaging
with a device the camera can give you into something that astounds others.
What happened to the saying, like, you know, art is in the eye of the beholder?
Well, that's exactly.
Well, you know, that's true.
I know that's always true for people that
don't call themselves artists.
There is no right.
Once you start talking about an artist, they're the most judgmental people sometimes.
there is no right.
It gets insane.
There is no
right.
It
gets insane. There's some artists that are so judgmental of other art. I have a guy that comes in, and he comes in. He never buys anything from me. You know, I don't think he's ever spent any money here. Comes in, he walks around the studio. He actually asked me to show him what's in the drawers, and he has like these negative critiques about everything. That's nice, but, and then he leaves, and he's an artist, and sometimes he brings me files, and I say, well, that's nice, but.
If you did this,
needs a little tweak. And to this day, he's never. And you know, so
James, don't you like working with me? Because I just bring you my terrible pictures, and you make them pretty.
I like working with you for a lot of reasons. That's one of them.
So yeah,
no, but I mean, it's some artists. That's their nature. In order to feel okay,
they feel like part of being an artist is to criticize
other artists.
Social media, though.
And I don't get that at all.
My point is this: this guy obviously. He did not enjoy the image, right? Other people did.
Right.
I actually liked it because
I
manipulated it the way I wanted to manipulate it.
And they sell.
But the point that at the end of the day though,
that too.
I would never like there are some photos and it's this particular style that I've been doing lately, this HDR photography. That I think are completely garish. That people submit to me, I still put them on the blog, you know, because they, you know, I rarely don't put some, you know, something gets sent to me. I'd like to try to, you know, their time to shine or whatever in their mind. And sometimes some of the things I think are really garish, really garish, and I put it on there. And you know what? They get a ton of compliments on it. And I'm like, hey, good for them.
Right.
You know
good for them. Right.
Joe, you know what somebody said to me yesterday? We were talking about social media and how you put everything out there, like Facebook, you know, like feeling sad, feeling frustrated, you know, people making negative comments like that. How many people, like, think about it, if we did like a whole day, instead of posting something on social media, your thoughts and your feelings and everything, that you would actually have to say it to the person's face. Would this person walk up to you?
That's what I'm saying. Some artists think their job is to criticize.
People are hiding behind social media.
You remember the yoga pants post?
Yeah.
I got lit up on that thing. People that like I see all the time, and right after I do them a favor, oh, thank you so much, you're the best. Like they carved me up like to pieces in that post. Like literally 75 comments. I'm so disappointed in Joey. I'm disappointed. I'm like, for Christ's sakes, I'm just joking around.
Get over yourself.
The funniest part was like that was supposed to be like my girlfriend's and I being at Lone Gull every morning for tea. That was like the funniest thing.
Richard Marnoto just
Ricardo.
Ricardo
Marnoto. How do you pronounce your last name? Say it out loud.
Marnoto.
Marnoto, right.
Is that Portuguese?
Yes, it is.
Everybody has to come see Ricardo's photo.
Yes.
Two of them are Joey and I's favorite.
He gets my first and second place photo at the horse show.
I'm with you. I'm a ditto.
Yeah. Thank you. La Hamilton gets third place with that the surfer one for me. And but I love
the black and white surfer
one. Sneak in here, Ricardo. Yeah, tell us about some of your photography, man.
Yeah, where do you put your stuff?
Well, this is actually my, we'll call it my second show. Just recently took down some shots that I had at Cape Ann Coffee.
Oh, nice.
So this is kind of like a whole new experience for me.
How did you meet,
working with James.
Why
do you think I called you in here, dude?
how did you meet James? Was it through law?
I met James through my last show. I came here for the printing.
The Cape Ann Coffee the process and stuff.
He was nice enough to give me some Photoshop tips and help me out in the printing process and the whole display process.
He makes it easy, doesn't
he? Yeah, and then, yes, he does, actually. He does. So, and I'll be joining him in the September Photoshop class.
That's right.
Trying to better myself.
Oh, nice plug. He's a natural.
Boom!
Nice. Done!
Right. Boom! Chakalaka.
Here's that 20 bucks.
Do you have a web page, a blog?
I'm actually Facebook working page? On a website. I don't have a blog. I will have a dedicated Facebook site dedicated strictly to my photography.
And his work will be on the Cape Ann G. Clay shop within the next couple of days.
It's going to be on the G. Clay shop as well. And I will be putting up stuff for you.
So. What's your favorite equipment to use? I mean, certain other people who do photography out there are always curious.
Yeah, what's your camera, baby?
Well, I'm shooting with a. I started with a Nikon. I'm shooting with a Canon right now.
What's your favorite lens?
My favorite lens right now is my Nikkor 50mm 1.8.
There you go, baby.
It doesn't 1.8, get better. Baby. It's my favorite.
I know. My prime doesn't come off my camera.
Is that what shot the what's it? What's the thing you call it?
The one that you said was on the Coast Guard boat. Our favorite. Jordan and I's favorite. Amazing shot. If you have a nautical rum or nautical theme, like you have to see this photo because everyone's going to want.
Sell her one.
I love it.
My prime lens has not come off my camera.
What color are your walls in your living room?
I don't have that red. Color. That's the problem. But I have an idea of a place that it may be going.
We can fix it.
I know he can. James can do anything.
It's a beautiful photo. Real quickly, first I want to thank my friend Dave Fernandez, who kind of led me into this whole show, and secondly thank the folks here at Cape Ann G. Clay,
which is at 20
Maplewood Avenue, blah, blah, blah.
If they're listening to this podcast and they can't find out
where to find us at this point.
And Joey, thank you for the press on the website as well. We got a good turnout, and we have a closing show on the 28th, so everybody show up.
Cool.
August 28th.
We're going to have a closing show. We're going to try a closing show because I think it's I want to have a party again anyway.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea too. Shut it down.
I think it's a great idea.
Speaking of Dave, I'll let him take over. Thank you guys very much.
That's
Oh, here's our second.
Congratulations.
This is our second favorite.
This is David Fernandez.
Yes.
Dave, sit down right now.
We're not listing them, Felicia.
Second favorite.
She's listing.
I'm listing. I love
David Fernandez. David Fernandez actually had the show at the coffee shop with Ricardo.
Oh.
And he's the one, I think he came in here first.
Right.
And sent him over here to me.
Yep.
And then he was over here processing some images, and I mentioned that we do shows here, and this guy said, latched on to that. Like, I want to do a show. And he's the one that made this particular show happen. I mean,
how did Law Hamilton get involved?
She's mentoring.
Are you from Rockport?
David and Ricardo.
No,
she does a lot in Rockport.
Yeah, I met Law through her husband because when I started taking karate, he started student teaching. I met Law that way, but I didn't even know she was into photography until like years later.
Yeah,
and then she's been just helping me and just getting me out there. And she's like, "When are you gonna apply for this? When are you gonna apply for that?" And then finally,
so now you're a member of which
art Newberry Arts Association.
Newberry Arts Association,
yep.
Laura's one of these these movers and shakers.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she does a lot. She does a lot for
Yeah, she's a ninja. She's like a ninja on so many levels. It's unbelievable.
Is she the one that did the waves on? Correct.
The black and white.
Is she involved in the Rockport Art Association?
Yes. She is a member of the Rockport Art Association. Yeah, we're working on these guys getting in there too.
Yeah, she's on the board, mm-hmm. and she volunteers there a lot too. She takes like photos of like the paintings and stuff, and
she's one of the people. She and Les Bartlett. There's a few people that really kind of drove photography through the very, very turbulent waters of Rockport Art Association. They allowed photography in small steps, and she was somebody that really kind of made sure that it was all like correct and well and clean.
Toby just asked a great question of Ricardo. I'm going to ask you the same question. What is your favorite camera setup? What do you like? What lens barely comes off your camera?
What's
what
do
you
your rig, what are you baby? Shooting
with? Well, don't tell my sister.
But yeah, okay, you're broadcasting.
I know.
She's had
we won't tell her.
No, I know. That's why I said that. She has a 55-250 Canon lens that she's let me borrow since May.
So she's not getting it back.
That's been glued to my camera,
okay.
And I've been using that like religiously.
And which body, camera body?
I have just the entry level, the Canon XDI T3.
That's how you do it, baby.
Yeah.
Good lens. Keep those bodies coming.
Yeah.
You got good light.
I've been through four bodies in the last 3 years. Yeah. I mean,
I mean, I had the Tamron that I was glued to. That was an 18-200, and that went through two, maybe three cameras.
Right. Right.
It's just. It's had it.
Oh, it's
it
over.
Doesn't even focus anymore. But
people listen to the podcast and pay attention to GMG to find out, where people are, going with their equipment.
Oh, tripod.
Tripod. And we learned a thing last night. I learned a thing last night.
Laura told me that months ago, and that's what I said to her.
The image stabilization.
Shut it off.
Shut it off on the tripod. Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's why all the images were coming out blurry.
Right.
So here's the other question. The next question for you: where can people find your work online?
Well, I got. I just started Facebook page. Harbor's Edge Photography.
Harbor's Edge Photography. Facebook/that.
Yeah.
All right.
And it'll be on the Facebook shop soon.
Cape Angie Clay shop soon.
They'll have a page. So you're gonna set him up with a page, James?
Just like yours.
Just like mine. Yeah. So people will be able to find it.
You got to come to the show. You got to see his sunset. His sunset photos are unbelievable. Plum Cove Beach, gorgeous sunset. That was awesome. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, and
which sold, by the way.
Tell people. So he has this photo in the show right now. It's of the bridge.
Ape Hyde Andrew Bridge.
That is.
Where did you take that shot from?
Unbelievable.
I'm trying to think. Was that right where the three frogs are? The frogs on the corner when you come around the corner.
He walked knee deep in the mud.
That is the street before the hospital. I don't know the name.
Ferry Street.
Yep. You follow that down to there's like a yacht club down there. Yeah. Private yacht club.
No, it's Montgomery's. Montgomery's.
Oh, it's on that side.
Yeah. So. I came out of the house, let the puppy out. I saw this guy, grabbed bag, tripod, walked out. Told my wife I'll be back. She calls. She's like, "Where are you going?" I said, "I don't know." Pulled down the road, got down to the end, saw the reflection, set up, started taking it. I'm like, I got to get out there. So I kept going further and further, and then I'm sticking to the mud. I was up to my knees in mud. Just suction. And then I finally got that one. And
it's magnificent. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Everybody asks, and they think that I was in a boat.
That's what I thought. I asked.
Almost knee-deep mud. Tripod. Just, yeah.
Really cool photo.
Magnificent.
Bam.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Bam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice work.
A little bit of suffering, and you created magic.
No, they left. Him and Law both left.
All right. Well, it was really nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When's the closing show, James?
The closing show's the 28th.
28th, Friday.
Yes, Friday the 28th of August.
28th of August. Everybody come down
so
to Cape
Beach. So from now until...
It's also available.
They're open daily down here.
Right.
Do you take any weekend days off?
I do. I'm here 7 days a week these days, but... We're open from 10 to 5 Monday through Friday. Saturday's by appointment, but I'm here every Saturday afternoon. So,
all right. For Toby Pett, I never did the introductions in the beginning.
No, you didn't.
Toby, you're the one who usually reminds me.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to do them right now. Toby Pett.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Is this the Felicia?
Good morning, Gloucester.
Mama's in the background.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Dave Fernandez. Is it Fernandez?
Fernandez, yes.
Fernandez. James Eves. Craig morning, Kimberly Gloucester. Was with us earlier. Some lady who was the mother of the Merlin.
Merlin's mother. I heard she barged in here.
Merlin's mother was here. Pimping Merlin like
she's
a,
so
like
nobody.
That's awesome.
She was staring me down. Did you see her stare me down? She's like, "You've been talking about Merlin now, and that's what we're going to be talking about."
She's a good mama.
She's a great mama.
She saw an opportunity for her kid.
I heard her telling a story that she was a surfer back in the 60s.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There you go.
Gloucester Cash, baby.
There it is.
We did it. 146. Boom!
In the books.
Chuck-a-lucka.
We're almost at 150.
Ooh. I know.